Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A woman is dead after a large tree fell on her car here in Durham as intense storms moved through the area. We're giving you a live look at the...
They happened moments before the storm.
And we take a look at our rain chances for today. Our southeastern counties have the potential for a few isolated storms. Nothing like what we saw yesterday, but I will walk you through it.
Such a tough day for so many of our neighbors, and we appreciate the calm today. Thanks for joining us. I'm Ken Smith.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It is great to have you along here. It was a rough and tumble Tuesday. You know, folks went through a lot there, especially in the Durham area. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now with what is ahead for us as this radar clears out for us.
Yeah, the front that brought us all those storms yesterday is lingering in our eastern counties, and we still have one more shower that's just zipping out of Northampton County. It's quiet elsewhere. We'll widen out the view, and you can see that front. It's going to stall near the coast and will likely have the potential for a few scattered storms from Fayetteville up the I-95 corridor and eastward. Not likely to see any more storms around Durham or the Triangle, especially places that had so much damage yesterday. We're waking up to a good bit of cloud cover. There's more sunshine the farther north and west you go, and that'll be the trend through the afternoon. Notice at 3 to 4 o'clock, we start to see storms in, near Fayetteville, Clinton, up through Goldsboro, and possibly Wilson and Edgecombe counties as well. I wouldn't expect those to be severe, but I know folks may have questions about those as they start to pop up. Right now, we're looking at partly cloudy skies in downtown Raleigh, but some areas are seeing a lot of cloud cover south and east. It's 74 degrees in the Triangle with a dew point at 69. So we really haven't seen a much cooler, quieter start this morning. I mean, much cooler, drier start. We're seeing temperatures still in the mid to upper 70s. Hour by hour, we climbed to 90 today. That will be 10 degrees cooler than we saw yesterday. And again, we're not looking at any severe storms, but we'll still have a bit of a heat index to deal with. I'll show you what it will feel like today and in the coming days. Coming up, Brian.
8:02, and we are cleaning up over on the western side of the Triangle this morning. We're going to head over toward Chapel Hill at Estes Drive at Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. That is closed right now. Sky 5 is over the scene, and the town of Chapel Hill is not sure when they're going to be able to reopen that intersection, but in those live pictures from Sky 5, you can see where it is blocked off there. You need to expect a detour as you head through that area, and you can see a little bit of a traffic buildup through there. Not seeing big delays, though, from Sky 5 or on the sensors, but they're on the north side of Chapel Hill. Definitely want to keep that in mind at MLK at Estes Drive.
Else, 8:16 is the time right now as you take a live look in Clinton. Good morning to you as you wake up. There's some clouds in the sky, but not the severe weather we've had the last couple days. As you watch WRAL News, available on Spectrum and the WRAL app on your TV or streaming device. And Elizabeth Gardner over there, good example as we take a look around town as well. Some calm today.
Yeah, nice and quiet out there for us this morning for the most part. We do have some cloud cover lingering. The cold front that brought us all those storms yesterday is pushing into eastern North Carolina, but it's leaving a lot of cloud cover behind. You can see some of that in Goldsboro and Apex. Chapel Hill, though, looking nice and blue here. That means temperatures will warm up pretty quickly. That shot courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. A little bit of cloud cover still lingering in Fayetteville. Fayetteville is one of the spots that may end up with some thunderstorms later this afternoon. As a matter of fact, our front is moving toward the coast, but it will become stationary. And really all along and east of I-95, we can see some scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially later this afternoon. Looks like we still have a few isolated showers along that front. And again, as it stalls here, we'll continue to see that. Here's a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. That last little shower that was in Northampton County is exiting. But again, along the I-95 corridor today, east of it in particular, we could see a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. You can see things look pretty quiet here at lunchtime. More sunshine the farther north and west you go. Again, we're seeing that sunshine in Chapel Hill. But by 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, from Fayetteville to Clinton, and then eventually Goldsboro, up toward Wilson and Rocky Mount during the evening, a few isolated storms may develop. I would not expect any of those to be severe, but they could produce some heavy rain. Speaking of heavy rain, I'm going to back that up again so that you can see some of that heavy rain that we saw yesterday. As much as 2 to 3 inches in the purple shaded area, and there were a number of flood advisories there last night. Not sure of any damage reports there, but we definitely had some advisories. Of course, Durham saw a lot of tree damage yesterday, but only about half an inch of rain. Those storm cells ended up stalling in the eastern part of the viewing area where the rain ended up being heavier. But a lot of strong winds, especially just above the ground, picking up some of that estimated wind speed, anywhere from 75 to about 90 miles per hour, doing a lot of damage across Durham County and parts of the Triangle. Durham County still with as many as 50,000 customers without power. And of course, you can see the blue shaded counties. Those are where we would have maybe a couple thousand customers without power. Tropical outlook. We are about to embark upon the peak of the hurricane season. And there are now three different systems that the National Hurricane Center is watching. This one only has a 20% chance of developing in the next 7 days. This one here off the coast of Africa, a 40% chance in the next week. And then one coming off the coast of Africa, a 30% chance. But taking a look at some of the computer models, they're trying, those long-range models, trying to see something spin up maybe sometime in the next 7 days. So we'll keep our eye on it. Of course, here's today, and we're about to head into the peak of the season. It peaks officially on September the 10th. Looking at 90 for today and tomorrow, and then after that, our heat continues to build. Still some mugginess across our area, and I'll go over what it will feel like with the heat index, especially over the weekend. Coming up, Brian.
819 right now as we check traffic and also some of the storm damage that we're seeing from Sky 5. Sky 5 right now in the air south of Hillsboro, right around Orange Grove Road. And you can see some of the tree damage there. And of course, that tree is on a house in many parts of the Triangle, especially in Durham. We have downed trees that have taken out utility lines, and we have significant power outages this morning. Also, some intersections that are closed in some spots, including on the north side of Chapel Hill at MLK at Estes Drive. They have some power line repairs necessary out there. Expect a detour through that area using Homestead or Estes. On up to Durham now, as we take a look at that area in the red, that's where most of the power outages are concentrated this morning. The south side of Durham generally is in fairly good shape, but much of the rest of Durham, especially downtown onto the north, we have those power outages creating some problems with traffic signals. Roxborough Street from downtown all the way up toward Old Oxford Road, past the I-85 interchange, signals are out there. Duke Street at Leon Street, that's a new report. Also, one exception on the south side of Durham at Fayetteville Street at Juliet Drive, apparently the signals are malfunctioning at that intersection as well. So it's a rough go as you try to get around Durham this morning. Also on the northern side of Wake County, we still have Highway 50 closed at Old Weaver Trail because of downed trees north of Falls Lake. Still no estimate when they're going to be able to reopen Highway 50. Use New Light Road as a good alternate route. I'm also still tracking delays on 40 eastbound, leaving Hillsboro, heading down toward Chapel Hill. Looks like this is just congestion this morning. Seeing now a 9-minute delay between 85 and 15501.
Thanks, Brian. People in Maui are coming together to help each other in the aftermath of the tragic wildfires on that island. Pro surfing star Kai Lenny is among the folks who are standing up to lead the effort. He's using his jet ski to bring help to the people of Lahaina, many of whom are still cut off from food, fuel, and medicine. Lenny says friends and family contacted him to help because government aid has been slow to arrive.
I think the real problem has been the communication, and I just don't believe that our state officials, county, know what to do. There's certain things that need to happen immediately, and I'm proud of the community for doing that.
The Hawaiian government says it is doing all it can to care for a remote area with limited resources.
Well, a plan is underway to help more underrepresented communities experience Shenandoah National Park in Virginia. The Shenandoah National Park Trust wants more children and young adults to be able to visit the park and maybe even have their first camping experience. The trust created a $150,000 Access to the Outdoors Fund from a grant. The money will be used to cover costs like entry fees, transportation costs, and overnight fees for younger people who want to visit.
After more than a year experimenting with nearly 30 sandwiches, Chick-fil-A is adding a new sandwich to its menu, introducing the Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich, an original chicken sandwich with pimento cheese and pickled jalapenos drizzled with sweet honey. Chick-fil-A describes the sandwich as having classic Chick-fil-A flavor with a sweet and subtly spicy kick. The new sandwich rolls out at Chick-fil-A nationwide Monday, August 28th. Not far off. Anything with a little spice, I'm down with.
Yeah, hold the honey for me, though. I'll take everything else.
Agreed.
All right. High school football is back this Friday. Join us for the 43rd season of Football Friday, a 30-minute high school football highlight show. This Friday night, you can catch it at 11:35 on WREL. Also on Friday, the Carolina Panthers back on the field for their second preseason game. The Panthers are on the road facing the New York Football Giants. You can watch it Friday night at 7, also on WREL.
8:23 the time right now. Live look at the General Assembly, where state lawmakers are expected to vote today on changes to election laws. We'll explain how this could make voting in North Carolina different next year.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
A pleasant good morning to you at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. Just a few minutes ago, we talked with Jeff Brooks with Duke Energy. We want to get to Brian Schrader now with an update on how the situation is going in Durham County.
A big mess for drivers. Take a look at the Duke Energy outage map for Durham and much of Durham dealing with power outages. And along those major roads like Roxborough Street, Fayetteville Road, 15501, we have signals that are out this morning. So you do need to be careful if you're heading out in those areas as they work to restore power. Also in Chapel Hill, we have a major intersection that's blocked right now out at MLK Boulevard and Estes Drive. Not sure when they're going to be able to reopen that. This is due to tree damage and also some utility line repairs that have to be made. And on the northern side of Wake County, we have Highway 50 closed right around Old Weaver Trail north of Falls Lake because of trees down. Not sure when that's going to reopen, Elizabeth.
And things are looking pretty quiet across our area right now. Here's a live look at Apex. People are out and about. You can see some sunshine. But south and east of the Triangle, we're still looking at some cloud cover. Our temperatures are warm this morning. Anywhere from the low to mid 70s, and will warm up fairly quickly. We'll see a high of 90. Now that's 10 degrees cooler than what we saw yesterday, but still on the hot side. It'll feel like low 90s. A few scattered thunderstorms in our southeastern counties. Walking the dogs at 6 o'clock, we'll be down into the mid 80s.
A woman died after a tree fell onto her car in Durham when those storms moved through yesterday. It happened at the intersection of Anderson Street and Moorhead Avenue. The victim is identified as 78-year-old Donna Wausau. State House lawmakers are expected to vote today on some big changes to our state's election law. The changes include moving the deadline for mail-in ballots from 3 days after Election Day to Election Day evening and giving political poll observers more freedom to watch and listen in what voters are doing. We have a lot more local news ahead on Fox 50M, but today's show continues on WREL.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WREL News. Coverage you can count on.
An elderly woman is dead after this tree crashed on top of her car during that storm here yesterday in Durham. We're giving you a live look at the extensive damage and the cleanup efforts underway.
People across the Triangle are waking up this morning with their neighborhoods looking like this. Tree branches and debris scattered all over the ground. Coming up, I'll explain what neighbors say happened moments before yesterday's storm.
And we're getting our first aerial view of the storm damage over Durham here, live from Sky 5. I'll show you some of the trouble spots you're going to find on your morning commute.
And it won't be anything like yesterday, but our southeastern counties could see a few isolated storms later today. I'll walk you through it.
Thanks so much, Elizabeth, as we bring you inside the WR studio here. 8:30 is the time right now. Thanks for making us part of your routine here on a Wednesday.
Yeah, you know, it's great that today's calm because so much cleanup has to happen, particularly in the Durham area. Let's go ahead and get back to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WR Survey Weather Center.
Yeah, we had a cold front that started to move closer to us yesterday that produced that line of very dangerous storms, lots of damage, one fatality. That last little shower is just zipping out of Northampton County right now. We'll widen out the view and you can see where that front is currently. Now, that front's likely to stall near the coast and there'll be some isolated showers along and east of I-95 this morning and possibly a few thunderstorms in our southeastern counties later today. We're seeing a mix of sun and clouds out there. More more cloud cover from the Triangle area eastern along the I-95 corridor, closer to that front. The farther away from the front you go north and west, the more sunshine you'll see today, and those temperatures will warm up a little faster. Between 3 and 5 o'clock, a few isolated thunderstorms from Fayetteville to Clinton over toward Goldsboro, and then that continues to slide off to the east. So very few folks will be affected by storms today, and I wouldn't expect any of those to be severe, but it's worth a note. And you can see mostly sunny skies here in downtown Raleigh as we take a look past the legislative building. It's warm, 74 degrees, and muggy too, with a dew point at 69, and we'll be seeing that all day. 77 Fayetteville, 75 Rocky Mount, 70 degrees in Southern Pines, and our temperatures will climb to 90 this afternoon. Now, that is 10 degrees cooler than what we saw yesterday, and our heat index will be a lot lower as well. Still going to feel like an August day. I'll show you when we have any chance of seeing cooler temperatures coming up, Brian.
8:32 right now, Elizabeth, and we are tracking traffic around the Triangle. When first of all, head up to Sky 5 on the north side of Durham. This is around DeMille Street where we have some tree damage there, and you can also see, looks like a utility pole is down in that area. This is a common scene, unfortunately, through much of Durham with widespread tree damage, a lot of utility lines down, and many, many people without electricity this morning. Tens of thousands still in the dark. Duke Energy working to assess all of the damage and get out there to try to repair it. As we take a look at our map, this is based on the Duke Energy outage map about where most of the outages are right now in Durham, and it includes much of the downtown area up to the north along the I-85 corridor, along and just east of the I-885 corridor, and also back around 15501. Many signals are out this morning. Some of the specific reports to help you out along Roxborough Street from downtown all the way through the I-85 interchange up toward Old Oxford Road. Those signals are malfunctioning. Duke Street at Leon Street, also Fayetteville Street at Juliet Drive. We've heard that T.W. Alexander near 885, some of the signals are out there, and along 15501. So you need to be extra careful as you head out in those areas through the rest of the morning as they work to get that power restored. On the north side of Chapel Hill, MLK Boulevard at Estes Drive is still blocked because of utility damage. Expect a detour in that area. No estimate on when that's going to be open. And some storm damage up on the northern side of Wake County. Highway 50 is closed at Old Weaver Trail north of Falls Lake because of downed trees. No estimate on when that's going to reopen. Use New Light Road as a good alternate route.
People all around the Triangle are waking up to debris littering yards and roads, patio scenes like this. Thousands are still without power.
Yeah, those storms moved through the area yesterday, and you can see what damage it caused. And, of course, we're getting a look at the damage the morning after. Let's get over to WRA's Laura Levine in Durham, one of the hardest hit areas. And Laura, that storm turned deadly over there.
It did, Ken. A very tragic day in Durham with this incident here. And we are beginning to see crews within the past 30 minutes kind of arrive here on the scene and assess the damage. We've seen people with Duke Energy, now Dominion Energy, has just arrived here on the scene, and Durham Police as well. And they've kind of set up another barricade beyond this tree that you see here in the middle of the road just to make sure drivers aren't passing within this area. But this is the tree that fell on the car of a woman who was driving within this area around 4:30 yesterday afternoon. 78-year-old Donna Warsaw from Hillsboro. She died here on the scene after that tree crashed and tumbled on top of her vehicle. Also, you can see the traffic lights kind of dangling within the branches. It's also scattered across the road here is a lot of debris. Those traffic lights and power lines now down here mangled up in the middle of the road. I'll point your attention this way where you can see crews here. This is the city of Durham's transportation department, and they actually were the first people to arrive here on the scene this morning hoping to restore the traffic lights and get those back up and running, but they say that it's going to take a little longer because obviously this is a serious situation here. So if you are traveling in Durham this morning, just be mindful. You're going to see a lot of roads closed. You're going to see a lot of debris, and crews are working as quickly as possible to restore power. But at this time, thousands are still in the dark. Let's send things over to Kelsey Coffey now with a look at things in Raleigh.
So the damage here in Raleigh looks a lot different than how things are looking in Durham right now. I'm at the Timbers apartment complex. So this is on Timber Creek Lane in Raleigh. And neighbors, if they're coming out of their apartment, they were going to walk up the steps and see this. There's a lot of damage. We've got a tree down here. And then if we look down at the ground here in the parking lot, you can see there's a lot of wood chips. So probably where I'm standing right now, a tree could have fallen on top of a car. So that's why we're seeing all of these wood chips. They probably had to chop down that wood to make sure that those trees could get removed. Storms were producing ground winds up to 70 and 90 miles per hour. Here's how a neighbor describes the moments leading up to the storm.
It just picked up out of nowhere, and we just noticed it was raining and thundering at first. And then we started seeing branches fall from the sky, pretty much is what it felt like. It seems like it was falling off the roof.
A scary moment for the folks who live here. And there's a lot of damage here in the parking lot, but I'm sure that people are thankful today because things could have been much worse. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Well, students on the year-round schedule in Durham County won't be going to class today. Schools are closed today because of the ongoing power outages and widespread damage from the storms. The district says there's a two-hour delay for staff at DPS year-round, specialty high schools, and central service offices. Legacy Academy in Chapel Hill will be delayed until 10 this morning, and Falls Lake Academy in Creedmoor is on a two-hour delay.
And we've been saying this a lot lately, but it bears repeating. Severe weather, when it hits, just get the WRAL weather app. It is free. It can alert you to the watches and warnings in your area anytime. You can download it wherever you get your apps.
Now to school leaders in Wake County working to make sure your kids are safe this upcoming school year. School resource officers, principals, and security administrators are meeting today in Cary for a summit. They plan to talk about large event safety and equity in school security, among other topics. They will also participate in an exercise to assess different responses to security threats.
State House lawmakers are expected to vote today on some big changes to election laws. This is a live look at the General Assembly here. And Republican leaders say the changes will increase public confidence in elections. WRAL Capitol Bureau Chief Laura Leslie shows us critics say they'll just make it harder to vote.
The changes Republican state lawmakers are proposing include moving the deadline for mail-in ballots from 3 days after Election Day to Election Day evening, giving political poll observers more freedom to watch and listen in on what voters are doing, requiring signature verification software for mail-in ballots in 10 counties, and giving political operatives more power to challenge voters. Supporters say the changes will make elections more secure, but Democratic Representative Allison Dahl said they won't be cheap and they still don't have a budget.
I don't know how we can pass this bill without looking at the monies and the funds to even see if they're there to make sure that we do this correctly.
Representative Joe John said there's no reason to move the mail-in ballot deadline earlier. There have been no problems with it since the grace period was first added in 2009.
Basically, I guess my position is if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Some on the right complain that the bill doesn't go far enough in giving the public access to more voting information, like Jim Womack with a group called the North Carolina Election Integrity Team.
50% of America doesn't trust its elections, and the reason they don't because of transparency and accessibility.
Matt Swallow with left-leaning group Democracy Out Loud said it will give poll observers too much leeway to interfere with voters.
So this gives the observer a chance to hear what the voter's party is, and if it's an opposite party, they could follow those voters into the voting area and potentially intimidate them.
Lawmakers could still make some more changes to the bill today. It is likely to pass the House along party lines and then go to the Senate. It could be on the governor's desk as soon as tonight.
8:40 now. A family in Greensboro filing a federal lawsuit against an apartment complex and its manager after video was taken of her assaulting an 11-year-old boy.
I want to see something done for justice for my children and any other children that she may have hurt or discriminated against.
We'll hear from the child's mother, who says the assault was racially motivated.
A new report shows nearly half of U.S. children are not eating enough vegetables. Coming up, why experts say one of the best ways to encourage healthy eating is by leading by example.
And heading to a break, we'll give you a live look now at North Hills about the sunny sky out there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is tracking hot temperatures and the potential for some afternoon showers depending on where you live. We'll check back in with her after the break.
Welcome back. As we take our turn to weather right now, Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center here, coming up on 8:45 right now. A different picture than yesterday for certain.
Oh, such a rough afternoon and evening yesterday, all thanks to this front. Of course, that front started this time yesterday back into the mountains, and as it approached our viewing area in the afternoon, of course, it produced a line of severe thunderstorms across our area. So the front now is pushing closer to the coast. There was an isolated shower, a little thunderstorm in our northeastern counties earlier this morning. That front's going to stall here. So along and east of I-95, we could see a few isolated showers as we get through the day today, but we're not likely to see anything severe. We'll have the best chance of that later this afternoon. Look at what happened yesterday. It wasn't just North Carolina, but from New York all the way down to Florida, we had clusters of severe storms. These white circles are wind damage reports, more than 200, well, almost 200 of those across the country, across the East Coast yesterday, 10 hail reports and just one tornado report. We'll zoom in and you can see things were pretty quiet in most of our southern counties, but clustered around the Triangle area and up the I-95 corridor. That's where we ended up seeing a lot of reports of wind damage. Durham in particular, I'm still looking at tens of thousands of customers without power there. And you can see the blue shaded counties, that's where we may have a couple thousand customers still without power. Right now, we're looking at some sunshine north and west of the triangle, but a lot of folks are still seeing some cloud cover, especially south and east where that front lingers. We'll see an isolated storm or two that pops up around 4 or 5 o'clock in our southern counties and then slides on eastward to the coast. Not a lot of folks affected by that, and I wouldn't expect any of those to be severe. We take a look at downtown Raleigh right now, and you can see lots of sunshine, a little bit of cloud cover. We're seeing a big drop in our temperatures for our afternoon highs, but it's a warm morning, 74 degrees. Our dew point is 69. We'll climb to 85 at lunchtime with a high of 90, but the high yesterday was 100. First 100-degree day of the year, broke the previous record of 99 set back in 2007. And it wasn't just that. The heat index was 115 yesterday. We tied the all-time high heat index that we've ever seen at RDU. So 90 today, 89 Durham, 91 in Fayetteville. It's not going to feel that cool this afternoon, but again, it's a big drop compared to what we saw yesterday. It'll feel like 92 this afternoon, 98 tomorrow, looking at low 90s for Thursday and Friday, but we start to see that heat index climbing a little bit as we get into Sunday and Monday as our temperatures jump too. And looking all the way toward the end of the month, so much of the country has the potential for above normal temperatures, and it doesn't look like we get much of a break. We go from 92 Saturday to 94 on Sunday to mid 90s on Monday and Tuesday. Right now, we have just minimal chances for thunderstorms the next couple of afternoons. Brian?
It is 8:47. Now getting this picture from the Durham Fire Department. This is at the intersection of Morgan and Gregson, and they point out that there are many intersections in Durham like this one with malfunctioning traffic signals or traffic signals that are completely dark. Here's a look at that Duke Energy outage map, and you can see a lot of Durham dealing with outages this morning, especially from the downtown area up to the north along that I-85 corridor on up the 15501 corridor toward Ladder Road, but also back toward 15501 south and west of Durham, heading back toward Chapel Hill. A lot of those signals are out as well, so you need to be careful. Remember to treat those intersections as four-way stops. Stop and then proceed with caution through those intersections where the signals are not working. On the northern side of Wake County, Highway 50 still is closed at Old Weaver Trail because of downed trees. Use New Light Road as a good alternate route. On the north side of Chapel Hill, we have Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard still closed at Estes Drive as they work to repair utilities damaged in those storms yesterday. Not sure when they're going to be able to reopen that, so expect a detour. Just getting reports of some sort of an incident on 40 westbound between Wade Avenue and Harrison Avenue, seeing some building delays there, and we're still tracking some slowdowns on 40 eastbound, beginning right around the New Hope Church Road area south of Hillsboro toward Highway 86 in Chapel Hill and just beyond, heading toward 15501, at least down to the 15501 interchange. Now we're now measuring a 33-minute delay. Consider using 86 as a good alternate route.
And breaking right now in the WREL Live Center, we now know who will be playing in the Women's World Cup final. England beat Australia on Australia's home turf. They will now be playing Spain in the World Cup final. Again, they defeated Australia earlier this morning. A heartbreaking end for Australia, who had their best ever run at the tournament. But England came out on top. They will play Spain Sunday, August 20th at 6 a.m.
Kids aren't in school yet. They will be soon because traditional calendar school kids will be headed back there. A lot of local events right now to help kids get ready. WRIO Lifestyle Editor Kathy Hanrahan is here with a list. First, let's talk about an event that is just for kindergartners here, Kathy.
You got to focus on the littlest ones first, okay? Marvel's Kids Museum, they're hosting the kickoff to kindergarten. That's 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. The event's open to all rising kindergartners and their families. Students will get a chance to ride on a school bus. They can also practice stuff they're going to be doing at school, like circle time, PE, and even waiting in a lunch line. The event and museum admission are free, but you have to pre-register.
Also on Saturday, the Raleigh Parks Department has a big event, John Chavis Memorial Park. Tell us about that.
That's going to be great, too. Okay, the back-to-school jamboree from 4:30 to 8:30. Free lunch boxes and water bottles while supplies last. Yard games, bounce houses, entertainment. A great event.
Good stuff. And on Sunday, Durham will hold its big back-to-school party.
Yeah, Durham Public Schools will host the DPS Fest at Durham Central Park from 3 to 7 p.m. on Sunday. Carnival and yard games, slime making, face painting, bounce houses, obstacle courses. Wear the kids out before they go back to school.
Slime making, sign me up. Yeah, it won't be long now. For even more back-to-school events, just go to WRL.com. Search the keyword family. Kathy, thanks.
So listen, if you accidentally dial 911, don't hang up. The city of Raleigh is asking that you stay on the line and tell the dispatcher everything is okay. If you end the call, a dispatcher must contact you to make sure you're safe. This could interrupt other calls. It could be an emergency. City officials say it's a myth that people who mistakenly dial 911 will get in trouble.
A Greensboro family is suing an apartment complex manager who they say assaulted their children at a swimming pool. Kimberly Jennings was captured on video hitting 11-year-old Jace Urey and pouring soda on him at the apartment complex earlier this month. Jace's family says he and some other kids have been invited by friends to swim at the pool, and Jace splashed water on Jennings after she hit his sister. They say there was some racial prejudice involved in what Jennings, who is white, did to their children, who are black.
As a mother, I shouldn't have to see that. They shouldn't have had to been through that. It's hurtful that she seems to not care, and that there were barely any repercussions for her actions.
Well, Jennings was arrested and charged with two counts of simple assault on a child under 12.
A big hiring event happening today at PNC Arena. The home of the Hurricanes wants to hire people for more than 300 part-time positions. Everything from catering department, cooks, concessions, security, parking attendants, and a whole lot more. Staff would work events like hockey and basketball games, concerts and comedy shows. And if you want to apply for a job, you can go to PNC Arena today from 3 this afternoon until 6 this evening. You can also apply online by going to pncarena.com/entertainment.
Taking a trip to Chicago anytime soon, you won't be able to visit one of the Windy City's most iconic sites. Right now, construction crews are working on Granger Plaza, which surrounds Cloud Gates, which is better known as The Bean. You might have seen it if you've been there. Construction started yesterday. It's scheduled to finish next spring. The Bean was previously closed to the public when the pandemic first started. It can be hard to get your kids to eat healthy. A recent CDC report shows nearly half of children nationwide don't eat vegetables daily. There are some ways to help get your kids more vegetables in their diet. Experts say you should introduce veggies to your kids early and often. Don't pressure them, though, because that'll make them less likely to want to eat them. You should also lead by example by eating balanced meals yourself and make veggies a normal part of every meal so kids expect them.
Just put a piece or two of something on their plate and do that every night repeatedly. So they start to learn, hey, this is normal. This is what we're having. Everyone's trying it together.
And with older children, you might want to consider taking them shopping and let them pick their own veggies. Difficult to be neighborly sometimes, but a new survey shows speaking to the people living next door to you could benefit your well-being. According to a Gallup poll, adults who regularly say hello to people in their neighborhood boosted physical, financial, career, and community health. The survey also found adults younger than 30 years of age are less likely to greet their neighbors compared to older adults. And people 65 and older generally spoke to an average of more than 6 neighbors.